AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
From the East Side with love. What's up, y'all? Propaganda here. As you know, I mean, you done started the pod, so you should know already. Today, I got one of the a longtime friend, a very talented brother. This gonna be a good time. Like I said in season two, what I'm trying to do in this season is, you know, first season was really more about like proof of concept. What I mean when I say hood politics with prop, and like if you understand city living, you understand politics. And I was trying to give y'all examples of that and bring people in that were proof of that. Now, as in the DJ Head episode, I'm showing you living examples of people who are actually doing what I was trying to get everybody else to do. This is what I want to grow. I'll be honest with y'all. Like, no pretense. This is what I'm trying to grow out the hood. I like to call this brother here, and I'm going to let him introduce himself in a second. But like, And I know how strong this statement is, and you may have heard me say this before, but I believe this is OKC's Nipsey. And
oh man!
I know how big of a statement this is, but I honestly, once we start talking about what this brother is doing, you will understand. You know, I remember actually, it's funny. Like somebody actually tweeted out right when Nipsey passed out here. Somebody from out here was like, "Yo, like, there's got to be other brothers like this in cities across the country." And they was like, if y'all know of anybody that was like, they hoods Nipsey, like, yo, tap in. And I thought of you and Thizzle, you know, but specifically you and you, why you here, OKC's own, my boy JB.
What's good?
In the Doom t-shirt.
Yeah, man. And my propaganda coffee mug, though.
Yeah, I said. The coffee cracking already.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little conversation here, man. I'm just going to... really, I want you to tell the narrative of, like, I know from how I was introduced to you and who you were, there was already a history, mm-hmm. you know, that I obviously wasn't a part of. And then... I've had a chance over the years, like we've toured together, you know, and just have ran into each other. Whenever we're in each other's towns, we always find each other. But I really want to talk about the trajectory, how you got to where you were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From Crippen to city council member. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's quite a trajectory. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, okay, see, I gotta definitely make it clear, like, I definitely never been banged out, never was Crippin', but all my family is from Crip, you know what I'm saying? All my family, most family from Hood, you know, my brothers, my cousins.
Okay.
Everybody gangbang, you know what I'm saying? So
you was down there.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, living amongst the life, I guess you could say, and affiliated, you know, mm-hmm. The difference is, I think, is that just being from a neighborhood or from a hood, you get tested by people from other sets. So it ain't like you ain't never, you know what I'm saying,
yes,
playing with the set, nothing like that. But you have to make sure to draw the line for those ones who live and die behind them flags, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that, you know,
yeah, there's a clarity.
There's a clarity because, you know, it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you want to just make sure you know, those people are like, they
died for these flags.
Yeah, you know. And so, yeah, that's the difference. But
I want to actually go back to something you just said right now where you just get tested from other persons. Like, I've said this multiple times, whether it's in interviews or on this show, to where it's like, when you just live over here, part of this is inevitable. And then you're eventually connected. So if it's like, I've given this example many times, and I'm pretty sure you could test this. If we're just walking home from school.
I've been there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right? I'm just walking home, and that neighborhood sees me on the way to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, they know where that is.
Yeah.
They gonna test you. You know what I'm saying? So, and if I square up, you know what I'm saying?
Or if you walk in, you know, just for instance, you walking home from the park with your cousins and, you know what I'm saying, and they all, you know, banged out and the opposition sees them.
Yeah.
From the other side, they see them and you with them.
You with them.
They not going to stop and be like, oh, wait.
Are you actually on the hood or not?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And y'all dressed the same. Y'all talk the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up where I'm from, like, we so used to saying cuz, it wasn't even like a... You don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, so even, like, just even that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, a lot of the stuff is just, it's just how you, you know, what you're around and what you, and how you raised. So, here's a perfect example. I'm walking home from the park, me, my little sister, my cousins, and, you know, we get ran up on by some people from a different set. Well, you know, how I'm gonna look to my family who banged out. If I go, hey, this y'all fight, you know
no,
what I'm
you
saying?
Can't.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah. So
And then
eventually what happens is, you know, I'm sworn by myself and, you know, the fools that seen me with them, they not about to go, well, he by himself today. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you gotta come with the same energy. So I still had to say, like there have been times where I've been tested. I've been, you know, fights and jumped and even gang fights, different sets. But it's a difference whenever you actually been put on.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You've been jumped on, quartered on, and you have a spot in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, you somebody cousin, you from the community. You know what I'm saying? And the good thing about me was people that my cousins and brothers that was around me was so solid that I was protected in a way, too. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, like...
that's a good point, man. And it's like we don't get to participate in the spoils, the booty of war. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. I done been in the car and the rise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that. I done been had our house shot up. All that stuff. But like I said, like, you know, you still, even though I've seen those things, been those things, it's for my brothers and my cousins who actually live it every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's disrespectful for me to act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, yeah. That honor system, you know, I feel like is something something I talk about on this show about, like, transferable skills. But that level of honor, respect, camaraderie, family, brotherhood, in the sense that, like, I know, like you said, I understand what you went through.
Yeah.
for you to to have those tattoos.
Yeah.
To wear that rag. Like,
yeah.
I understand what you went through for that. And,
right.
And the danger you're putting yourself in.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, and even like, even with me, like, just like based on all that, like there is certain, you know, based on how I was raised and who I was with and all that, there are certain people and certain sets that I don't mess with. I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, or, you know, certain colors, I just don't, you know, just don't fly with me. Or certain words just don't fly with me.
It's just,
you know,
we just, man, look, we,
you
look,
know what I mean?
So, we're from the same part of town. So
you know what
like,
I mean? Like,
at least the California version. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's still difficult for me to hear, you know, even like you said, like we're not active. Like,
yeah.
I really don't owe these Crips anything because I didn't sign up for it. I owe them my, I think in some sense, you're right. Like, I owe them my life because there were times that, like, they was like, he with me.
Yeah.
You got he with me. You know what I'm saying? You like, cool, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
But like, and because of that, I'm ready to get down with them if we got to get down sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in some senses, I feel like I used to think that, like, I had the best of both worlds in some senses, but in other senses, I'm like, damn, I'm going through all this.
Yeah.
And I'm not even on the set. Like, I'm going through all the problems you got. You know what I mean?
So that's the thing. People are really putting in work. So, like, that's why it's just important to make sure you clarify. You clarify.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So those things happened. You know, you're getting in trouble, probably, right?
Yeah, we all got in trouble.
We all got in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. Man, I like to describe it as just regular stuff. You know, like, I think to, like, because most people that I grew up around, we was all, you know what I'm saying, getting into some of the same kind of trouble.
Yeah.
But I think for people who aren't used to seeing, it's like, oh, you was, you know, but for us, it's like, you know, that's just part of growing up.
Some of it was, yeah.
But
some of it's just mischief.
It's mischief, you know what I'm saying?
But we're bored, we're poor.
Yeah, and you know, running the streets and being stupid, and just kicking it with your people, you know. But yeah, I think just for me, I think back to a bunch of things that play a role in, you know, who I am. So single parent, home, being homeless, you know what I'm saying, at a time like 6th, 7th grade, being homeless, brother getting shot and killed, brother got shot in the head in front of our house. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those things, pops not around. And then when he was around, all the stuff that we had to deal with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those things kind of really shaped and made me kind of who I am. But it really wasn't until I realized that story or those things are part of my story is really what helped show me, like, man, like, there's some value in where I came from. Because most of the homies that come from where I came from, if it was as bad as it was for me, it's still that same way. You know what I'm saying? If most of the homies that come from where I came from, if it was as bad as it was for me, like, they locked up, you know what I'm saying? They passed on, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think about how I could look at my life and go, well, dang, like, I could be a product of my environment or I am a product of my environment. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm just, it's wild. I think about my best friend that, you know, since 6th grade, he doing life in prison. He actually had a death sentence. And because of how his trial went, he actually ended up getting life. Mm-hmm. And then my other best friend, they found him hanging inside the county. My brother, you know, he got shot in front of our house. My cousin got shot, killed. You know, I could just go on and on and on. And a lot of those times and things, I was either there or in close proximity to.
Yeah,
you just think about all these things. I'm just like, man, like, I've been given so many chances, all these opportunities where I missed jail, even when I went to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, just how it turned out for me was just.
That's.
And so I'd be squandering this opportunity if I didn't do something with.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
That's what I'm asking. So, like, you, the realization of what you're saying right now, like, I would be squandering all these gifts that my, these protections over my life, these chances I've had where I could have been much worse. And like you said, all of your friends, you know, were in different situations. Somewhere in there and now had to have been, whether they were big moments or pivotal, small incremental things, I would want to hone in on a few that I know of. So yeah. At some point, like, hip hop happened for you, you know, and not hip hop, like hip hop, like MCing shit. You know what I'm saying? Somehow that happened. When did
you,
that
we
happen?
Can say and, shit?
Yes, you can say shit.
Okay.
Yeah. All when right, fuck shit balls ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
So when and how did that happen?
That happened early, but you know, hip, I will say this, rapping kept me out of a lot of stuff too.
For sure.
The day, and this is when I realized the day my brother got shot, I was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I was recording at the studio. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And part of me is thinking, like, had I not been recording and I was there with them, how would it have turned out?
But what's interesting, let me stop you there. What's interesting is, like, you sitting right across from me wearing a Doom t-shirt.
Yeah.
Right. But we've talked about too how, like, California exported gangbanging, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, into the rest of the country, and the uniqueness of which parts of the country took to the Cali thing and then which took to, like, the East Coast, sort of like New York thing. Obviously, OKC, y'all took to Cali.
Yeah, no
you know
doubt.
What I'm saying? And for me, it was like, it felt
that's
like,
because y'all was coming to Oklahoma.
I was going to tell that story. It's like, mostly because, well, if you, like, just understanding the migration of Black people after emancipation, if you were in the Deep South, they went north.
Yeah.
But
Midwest,
Texas,
like, yeah.
Yeah, Texas and OKC, they went west.
Yeah.
So most of California's families are from Texas and OKC, Arkansas. We're from there. So when we started getting in trouble in middle school, you know, what would happen is, like, you about to get put on the hood, whatever. Your mom and dad and them would be like, you going to go spend the summer with your auntie.
Yep.
And the auntie was in OKC.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
But then that kid, they thought it was getting out the hood, would come to OKC and be like, okay, I'm from hood. Y'all finna be put, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what happened.
I know.
I remember that, you know, and I'm sure Sandino probably could tell you too, a little bit further history than I can. But I remember, like, the 90s when I was in junior high, like, and I think back, for instance, my first two encounters with somebody, you know, wanting to put me on, you know what I'm saying? Or me, yeah. me contemplate, man, I need to get jumped on.
Uh-huh.
The first one was a homie I had in elementary school, and I had got into it with this Mexican kid, and at Moon at the time, I don't know why, but it was mixed. They had started busing kids from the south side to the uh-huh. east side. And so I got into this Mexican cat. And so after school, my homie's like, well, you know, after school, we're going to go to the Mexicans. We're going to get down with all of them. Yeah. You better, you say, he said,
get down with all
you
of
better,
them.
And you better help me because I'm helping you.
Yeah.
And so I had to go and we got down with the Mexican cats. But, and then after that, it was a dude from, I remember it was a dude from, who came from, he said came from California, something, LA, somewhere out here. And he was coming to OK. They're like, oh, you ain't met so-and-so. He from California.
Yeah.
He putting everybody on hood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the homies there was like, nah, well, you got to meet me at the park at Pitch Park. We're going to jump you on Hoover.
Because yeah.
they getting, everybody else getting put on hood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm, which I'm glad I didn't because all my people end up being from hood anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. So it worked out. But yeah, but, that story was so funny to us. Well, not funny to us, but it was so interesting to us because it was like, they would leave and for our little eighth grade brain, you'd cease to exist. Like
yeah.
you just Marvel blip. Like they yeah. just didn't exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? You didn't think about it. Hey, whatever. They're having a Byron. Oh, I don't know.
He was an OKC.
He was an OKC putting niggas on.
Yeah.
We didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, and what would happen would be like, I found out later is like, he gets to OKC, he'll call his big homie like, nigga, we could, there's nobody out.
Yep.
We could run this shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right. So then big homie be like, I need 20 of y'all move to Oklahoma. 20 of y'all right here move to Oklahoma just only for a year.
We and, I, set and, up shop, and that's the thing. I imagine,
and I didn't know. You
yeah.
know?
And I imagine like if you think back to like just like the 80s, 70s, and it was uh-huh. probably worse whenever they was moving like
the cocaine. Yeah, yeah, when they was moving
so
it. Yeah.
It was probably like, you know how much money you can make out here in Oklahoma, boy?
Yeah. Because so, you yeah. ain't got no competition.
Yeah.
At
yeah,
least that's so. What we thought. So mm-hmm. anyway, so I say that to say. So then when you meet dudes out there, all they know about Cali is N.W.A.,
yeah.
Snoop, they know gangbanging. But like I said, you sitting here, yeah. you fell in love with rap, but you wearing a Doom shirt.
So
I'm like, so tell me about that. Okay.
So, man, really, I'm trying to think. I can't, if I think back hard enough, I could probably find the specific song time where, you know, it switched for me because... There was a time, I think it was whenever I was old enough to start buying my own music.
Okay, yeah.
I always rap. Like, we was always rapping in school.
Of course.
Middle school, high school, you know what I'm saying? We always mm-hmm. rap. We had rap clicks. We had yeah. rap clicks with fight rap clicks and all
yeah,
that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, other ones and all that kind of stuff. So, but there's a few rappers that has always been for me, no matter what. And that's like Pac, Nas,
yeah.
Scarface, Cube.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been them for me.
Yeah.
But whenever, that's because, you know, my mom and them was bumping that, you know what I mean? And my,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying? My mom yeah. wake up in the morning, she playing Tupac while she's getting for work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But I think whenever I started listening to my own, I started buying my own music,
uh-huh.
It's whenever I kind of discovered
okay.
like that, like the Dooms and the yeah. Company Flows and...
Yeah.
And that was probably around the time, like, probably like, man, it was probably, I don't say Raucous, it's probably like a big thing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think what it was I bought first. I felt, yeah, it's probably something from Raucous. And I just went down a rabbit hole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then in OKC, you had like two different, it's still probably a little bit today, but you had two different like hip hop cultures,
here.
You know what I'm saying?
Here. Yeah.
And so, me and my homies, we probably, we would bounce between both, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know what I'm saying? Like all of what homies we grew up with, they was always the club, you know what I mean? So you got the club rappers and,
mm-hmm.
you know, gangster rap and all them and, you know what I'm saying? Just that style. And then you had like the MCs, I guess you would
yeah.
call it.
Yeah, I always remind people that like the same year that Doggy Style came out and the
yeah.
big single, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Also, Passing Me By came out
yeah.
on the Far Side. Like this the same year, only
yeah.
months apart. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And it's a symbol of the two Los Angeleses.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So again, knowing you guys mirroring like our culture, of course it was gonna happen like that.
Yeah, it was the
you
same
were just
thing.
gonna have two.
I didn't know that about them songs, but that's
it's
why.
Crazy, right? When you
but
look
if you,
back.
But if you look back, you know what I'm saying? If, like if you listen to both of them now, Mm-hmm. Like, they aren't that different.
They're really not.
But they're different.
You know what I'm saying? Because even like, you know, when you look at like Good Life and Elements and, you know, Project Load and like Project Load, as beautiful and as Black Renaissance Leimert Park is, it's still in the 40s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you only 10 blocks from the 60s. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's still, that's just California. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it was like, you developed these two scenes, but then there was a few people probably like yourself that were hybrids. For us, one of the first hybrids, as far as we knew, was somebody like an Ahmad, who was like from Hoover. You know what I'm saying? He's from that neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, so he did the street thing, but he was an MC, you know, which ultimately gave birth to like the Black Hippie guys and Kendrick, who are like the person who figured it out.
They figured it out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good word, hybrid. I guess that's probably what it is. It's hybrid because,
I'm going to cut you off real quick. But yeah, because like, I want you to remember your point. But like, Ab Soul's new record, when he said, he nailed it. He said, backpack rap with a gat in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. That's the hybrid.
That's wild. But I always, you know, and that's the thing people don't realize too, is that, man, like a lot of them backpack rap niggas was like street niggas too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they get down too. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I want to say, you know, it was probably around that era.
Uh-huh.
And man, it just, because what drew me in was really more so of like the freedom to like express myself in other ways.
The full expression.
You know what I'm
saying?
That
was it for me too.
I remember whenever Wu-Tang Forever came out, and that album like just kind of like changed my world. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, oh man, you could do so much with words and with, you know what I'm saying? Just as a rapper, you know what I mean? And you could do so much with music and with beats. And so it was just like just me going that. And, you know, I remember it got to a point to where, you know, I would be bumping my Wu-Tang joints.
Yeah.
And we'd be on the school bus like, oh, you East Coast, you East Coast.
They used to do that to me, too.
I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but
I'm like, this is Freestyle Fellowship. What do you mean East Coast? You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Like, so I felt like for me, I fell in love with graffiti. You know what I mean? So like that was my entrance into like backpack stuff was graffiti.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do that. But like you kind of had to, you had to have squabbles if you were doing graffiti too. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, exactly.
So like, there was this real hybrid situation. But I want to fast forward you through. You've had a rather successful career, you know, on the independent tip, a couple like what I like to call for myself too, like some really good at-bats. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where
no doubt.
Like some moments where it was like, okay, this was a shot, you know what I mean? And, you know, it worked to the extent that you've been able to be a full-time artist for a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so we're super thankful that you've had some great, like, collabs, you know. There's nobody, I don't know what city you not good in. Everybody knows you. Wherever I go, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we've marveled as homies, be like, damn, this nigga JB just get around. Like, everybody know him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's got collabs with everybody. You know, he just good everywhere, you know. But so for the sake of the time, I'm gonna squash like 15 years into Julius.
Okay.
Right. And to me, that marked a pretty significant change.
Yeah.
Right. So Justice for Julius. Tell me about that.
Okay. It's important that we say that, you know, oftentimes whenever we get to where we are with Julius, and usually, you know, the person's already dead, like George Floyd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there's this big, huge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this was important because this person is still living and breathing.
Yeah.
So Julius got arrested in 99. He's a little bit older than me, but he was good. He went to John Marshall and he played basketball. And so there's a few things. For one, everybody knew about John Marshall's basketball and football team back then, so we knew who he was. Two, his sister and my sister is real cool, so I already knew his family. And then his mom and my aunt were really tight, best friends, and from the same sorority and all that.
Yeah,
I already knew his family. But the thing that happened with him is what used to happen to a lot of brothers is they get arrested for something. We see it. We're told by the news and all that. This is what happened. You like, damn, the homie got caught up. You know what I'm saying? And you keep going about your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, years later, we find out all these things that happened during his trial, during his arrest, you know.
Completely fraudulent.
Completely bogus. You know what I'm saying? And so then it's like, damn, you know, and we didn't, nobody did nothing. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? So there was a documentary that Viola Davis did called The Last Defense. I actually got to be in that. And she kind of, she kind of told the story and let us see, you know, what really happened. And so from there it was on. So that was like 2017, something like that, 2018.
Yeah.
And we just been busy ever since. And one, you know, trying to prove his innocence. Mm-hmm. And then first thing was getting saving his life.
Yeah, getting him off death row.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then proving his innocence and getting him free. So I mean, it went down to the wire. So I remember in 2020, myself, Francieco Ekwu, Irv Roland, Jess Eddie, and Cody Bass, we walked from Oklahoma City to McAllister to the state penitentiary, which was 131 miles, took us 4 days. Whenever we initially said it, you know, I'm thinking it'll take us a day and a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I realized it was four. Once you say it, though, you can't take it back. And like, I didn't realize it was going to be 4 days.
Yeah.
So we did that. And the reason why we did that is because we wanted to, like, we want people to see and see, like, that these people were willing to risk their health, their life, you know what I'm saying, their well-being, their New Year's Eve, all these things for this person's life. And so, you know, that was one of the things we did to jump it off. You know, it just spread like a wildfire.
It really did.
You know what I'm saying? You was talking about it. Merce was.
Yeah.
You know, Kim Kardashian, Westbrook.
I think
the names.
Yeah. I think what, even hearing the backstory of how your families were connected, I think that this is something that's like really important to hone in on about our experience, to where as big as these cities are, they're not that big.
Yeah. No
you
doubt.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that these news items and hashtags are people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like you said, like your first story is like, oh dang, you got caught up.
Yeah.
Dang, man, could have been me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about how many other stories are exactly
and
like that. But the fact that it's like, what person wouldn't walk 100 miles for their family?
Yeah, no
You
doubt.
Know what I'm saying? That's like, you are, and that's what I hope people understand is like, that's my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so
even
after that, whenever we really started pushing and pushing for his commutation. So we did this whole thing for commutation. He got the pardoning parole board granted him clemency 2 times.
Amazing.
2 times. And both times the governor said no. You know what I'm saying? That's never happened
in
the history.
Please say that again.
Oh, the pardoning parole board granted him commutation 2 times, which has never happened.
Clemency, right?
Clemency.
Yeah.
Never happened in history of Oklahoma.
Twice.
2 times.
Yeah.
He was given clemency 2 times. They voted for life with the possibility of parole. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even after those 2 times, the governor still proceeded to push for his death.
Oh my God.
And so then we realized they're really trying to kill this man.
Yeah.
And so we started to kind of mobilize in different ways, different areas to figure out what are things that everybody can do to try and save his life. One of the things we started to do was the governor's mansion is right on Northeast 23rd Street on the east side.
Yeah.
And so we decided we're going to sleep in front of his house every single
that?
Night.
He's
going to see us when he's ready to take his kids to school. They're going to see us. So we had people camping out in front of the governor's mansion the whole, because he was scheduled in November. So the whole month, the end of October to November, we were camping out in front of his house and just protesting. We're doing, you know, all kind of things, rallies, marches. And so we get down to the week of it, and we're at the state capitol every single day at his office.
And this was on the news out here too.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We at the capitol every single day. You know what I'm saying? Every single day. And so, I think his mom is there too. And so the I want to say he was scheduled for a Thursday execution, I think. So it was probably Monday or Tuesday. His mom gets there Tuesday. And so we're trying to, like, you know, can we write her name on the list to meet with the governor? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We did all the things. This is after he met with the victim's family. You know what I'm saying? The victim of the victim being Paul Howe, which I hadn't even talked about what happened in the case, but met with his family and is planning to kill this other man, but won't speak to his mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna kill somebody's child and not even, you know what I'm saying, speak to their mom? So
When you're convinced that this person's guilty, no matter what you tell you, it's like, well, there's nothing, I don't even need to talk to this mama.
Yeah, and you know, and what was so unique about the Justice for Julius campaign is that it brought so many people together. It brought Christians, non-Christians, the LGBTQ community, Republicans, Democrats, everybody from all walks of life were working together to save his life.
Wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotika.com.
It was a clear and obvious, like, injustice. Like, the man is not guilty.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And, like, and I don't know what else we need to tell y'all. Yeah. So, for the sake of time, I'm gonna cut through this. Y'all did it.
Yeah,
it worked.
Yeah.
So, you know, I
do want to say it got down to the last rites. The day before, there's two things that happened. The day before, which was Wednesday, every single high school student in Oklahoma City walked out of school. A bunch of them met us at the Capitol. And so that happened. There were kids walking out. That night, we had probably thousands of people in front of the governor's mansion. One of our pastors got arrested that night. And so the next day is Thursday. A bunch of us went to McAllister. I'm thinking, I'm prepared. Like, I got you know, my people's number on my arm, just in case. Because I'm thinking, I think it was scheduled for 4. And so we decided, like, at 3 o'clock, if this don't happen,
it's going down. It has to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It has to. So then that day, more kids walked out again. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Not just OKC, but like all the schools surrounding mm-hmm. and the suburbs, all those schools walked out. And so we got the call like around 12 or 1 and that the governor had commuted his sentence to life without parole, uh-huh. and which is what we were wanting, was life with the possibility of parole. So, yeah. And but he what he did was he said that he can't apply for parole or commutation or clemency or anything ever again. So like now that's the fight we're fighting. But we saved his life. He's still alive, still breathing. I got to see him. I go see him all the time. Uh-huh. He's excited to see and meet you. You know what I'm saying? So so actually whenever he got moved to the other prison, I got to go to that to the spot he's at now and perform. Uh-huh. And I performed and I did the show and I'm just talking and I didn't get to see him then because they had him secluded. But all the homies is coming up and be like, yo, JB, I heard you know Propaganda.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, can you bring him when you come next time? I was like, yeah, bro. I said, proper come, yo.
Yeah.
And so.
I still got those forms in my email.
Yeah.
So I need to fill them forms.
Yeah, get those forms filled out, man. Because, you know, matter of fact, he was talking the other day about, you know, if he get them forms to prop. I was like, I sent them.
He got them. Yeah. I just was trying to remember the dates, but so, like, it's going down.
So even if you can't come for that, we can figure out something else, you know what I'm saying, and make it work. But because my other homie who's from the East, he's in there too. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he was like the biggest producer in Oklahoma City at the time. You know what I'm saying? He produced music. He did stuff with Spice One, everybody. Uh-huh. He's big out here too. But he's in there with what you call it. So his name is Key Tech. And he's trying to work on other things. They got a music program they're working on.
That's so amazing.
So it's a lot we could do, bro. But so.
And what I love about this is like you, and I hope the listeners catch this, like you a regular ass nigga.
Yeah.
Like that just, and somehow, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, hey, I guess I'll just do it. You know, we talk about real actual power, like political power. And obviously like politicians pay for that. You know, you hustle and make, you know, we watch Kevin McCarthy, you know what I'm saying? Take 15 different, you know, 25 different votes for him to try to negotiate power. And what I'm saying is like, when you have something that matters, when you actually represent the people you're supposed to represent and they trust you over years of investment and you just being here. And I'm like, I'm no different. Like, I'm not buying y'all's loyalty. I'm saying I'm from the same streets you are. That's the homie. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And you did. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It's real power. And like, again, this is why you on this show, because like, that's what I'm trying to show. Like young homies, it's like you have more power than you think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you did it.
Yeah.
So let me move you further. So there's two other things that are going on right now. Like Dotson's on the way. So then there's like this East Side project, right? Which I like, as you was explaining it, like I was, when I first heard about it, like crying.
Yeah.
Because going back to like you said, like on the street shit where it's like we, like people live and die by these flags in these neighborhoods filled with buildings they don't own.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? On streets they have no equity in. Mm-hmm. We dying over rented apartments. Yeah. Like this ain't even my, you drawing lines but on the borders. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't own none of this.
Yeah,
like
niggas got gangs and built off the names of apartments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and it's like, you don't even own it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so when you think about that, like, the hell are we doing?
Yeah,
you know what
no
I'm saying?
Doubt.
Right. So then, so there's the East Side Project, and then there's, you know, the it's City Council?
Commissions, Arts Commission.
The Arts Commission.
Yeah.
So y'all heard, you hearing this boy talk, like, you know, like, you hear how he talk, there's going to be pictures online, like, you're regular, tatted dreadlock MF Doom t-shirt.
And I talk the same way at the Arts Commission.
I know
talk
you
the
do.
Same way at the City Council. Mm-hmm. Talk the same way at the Thanksgiving table.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it, I don't put this
the
on
realness.
And take it off.
It's
you know
realness.
What I mean?
So the East Side Project, I'm going to tell me if I got this wrong. So yeah, that's y'all's hood, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And there's a series of like sort of like strip mall buildings.
Kind of, right?
Kind of.
We wouldn't call it strip mall. What would we call it? Strip center. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a bunch of buildings, and so I know about the Tower Theater.
You saw it.
I've seen it before. Yeah, I seen the Tower Theater, which I performed at, which used to be like a porn spot, right?
Yeah.
So they got the building, and the homie Dotson, who's coming in a little later, like was part of the mastermind with this, which is like, anyway. So if you're a local owned business, mm-hmm. right? You have the access or the ability to place your business there.
Right.
Right. But then there's another step to where there's equity in the building. So fill it in.
So Sandino can probably say it better than I can, but for instance, if you sign, is it 10 years? If you sign a long-term lease, then you get 15% equity. Is that right? Yeah.
Did you hear that, y'all? So you not just renting, you own it.
Yeah.
You're owning the block, 15% equity.
And so I think part of the reason that was done is because like there is no secret that all over the country somebody pushed a button and gentrification is happening.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what's important is that a lot of these places that make these spots cool,
yeah.
Once it becomes cool, they can't afford to be there no more. You know what I'm saying? And so what Sandino and Dotson, all these people who were kind of masterminding this uh-huh. project, just want to make sure that the community and the people who started it are taken care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whenever it does blow up.
Yeah. Why everybody, like I always say this, like why everybody loves Long Beach, why everybody want to be in mm-hmm. Brooklyn, why everybody is because we died there.
Yeah, no doubt.
We made it cool.
Yeah, no
So
doubt.
Why do you get to,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, get the spoils and of that. And there's a term in education in Latin, like Chicano studies, called gentefication.
Mm-hmm.
And gente just means, mi gente is like my people. So it's like...
Wasn't there a mihente.com?
Huh?
Mihente.com?
There is a mihente.com.
I remember, it was kind of like the Black Planet for...
It was theirs. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, so I had their, an yeah. account.
Of course. Us and our Latinas.
Yeah.
But that term is the idea of like, rather than being gentrified, we're doing it.
No doubt.
Yeah, so it's gentrification. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So and it was weird over here, like, you know, part of town we in East Los Boyle Heights, like Boyle Heights is such a historical, you know, Chicano movement, lowrider, cholo, like it's from here. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But because of that, whenever anything new come around, some of the OGs is like, what y'all doing here? It's like, this is almost like, it's like Oakland, like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, no, homie, you can't have this. Like,
no doubt.
We fight back,
no
right?
Doubt.
But some of the spots, like this little, like, you know, mezcal kind of like, you know, hipster kind of bar kind of opened up, and all the drinks are like horchata, like mezcals, like it's all like Mexican, like Chicano influence. And some of the organizers who are really just cholos, like they just kind of rolled up like, nigga, what you doing here? He was like, fam, I went to Roosevelt. Like, he's like, I'm born and raised here. You see this bullet wound?
Yeah.
Fool, like, I'm from these streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, dang, we can't have craft beer. We can't have good beer either. You know what I'm saying? So, but I love what y'all did, that y'all took it a step further in the sense that it's like, it's not just the business, it's the equity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the ground that we're on.
And that's,
you know what I mean? Because, like I said, it's our blood that made this area cool.
Yeah. Because if you think about like in Oklahoma City on the east side, we have an area of town called Deep Deuce.
Uh huh.
And Deep Deuce was really like, for Oklahoma City, it's like what Black Wall Street of Greenwood was to Tulsa.
Okay.
And, you know, it's where Ralph Ellison was, you know. Charlie Christian, Jimmy Rushing, like all these people, like Duke Ellington would come and play there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
God.
Like the greats. It was jazz, it was blues,
uh-huh.
it was Chitlin' Circuit,
Amazing.
It was, you know, Black Doctors, all these things, you know what I'm saying? But now there's not Nothing. A, you know what I mean? Like you might have a, you know, a name on the ground, a plaque or something like that, but none of the businesses are Black.
Mm-hmm.
None of the people that live in the buildings are Black. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so there's really no trace of us even being there. And so I think about two things. I think about, A, like what we're doing, we're trying to make it to where 10 years from now, because Sandino's family, my family, we all, you know what I'm saying, we all came from the East. So 10 years from now, 20 years from now, no matter what it looks like or where, you know what I'm saying, what it is, you would know that we were there. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
And then the second thing is that we talk, like you said, we talk about gentrification. But what was that word you said?
Gentrification.
Gentrification. So blackification. You know what I mean? So like the idea is like before Deep Deuce was Deep Deuce, I'm sure it was something else until the blacks came and made it what it was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. Somebody asked me like, well, what if, you know, so you cool with all these rich black people coming to the East Side and moving back? I said, yeah, if they black, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's different if
there's a full stratification of socioeconomics, you know, and it's important to understand the difference between,
you're right. And you what that does for a little black kid to come inside a business and see a black owner or see somebody black running it, it's totally different than what it does to a little black kid just becoming into a business that in a neighborhood where he grew up in, he feels uncomfortable now because, you know, you know what I mean?
And so, it's like, I talk about this too. It's like, you're painting a full picture because we have South Central and Baldwin Hills.
We talked about that last night about South Central. Now it's just Central.
It's now it's they call it South LA, but none
South
of us.
South LA, yeah. Take none the of Central
us,
off.
Yeah. Take none the of Central. Us. None of us recognize that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like, but the thing is, it's like your cousin might bang and he black, but maybe your school principal is also black.
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're seeing a full gambit that it's we're not just this.
Yep.
We're also that.
No,
you know what I mean? And you can find yourself in that spectrum, which I think is a beautiful thing, man.
And that's like, that's the important thing, because for black people, especially in Oklahoma City, like there's always somebody white you have to go through
to get
anything done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure everything that he does, everything I've done, we, in order to like, to get it signed, to get it, you know, anything, you always have to go through a layer of white people. You know what I'm saying? And so we're trying, like,
which is engineered, I mean, over multiple hundreds of years.
So it's important for us to build that power, that community power of people that look like us, and so that we can take care of ourselves and then the people who are coming behind us. You know what I mean?
So street music, economics, and now political power all sort of grew out of the same JB experience.
Yeah.
And then, so what you said before of like, I am not going to squander what I went through.
Yeah.
Now you can use it.
And you're reminding me, just like the political power, right? You know, we had a bunch of racists that just happened in Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah. Oh boy, you've been trolling.
Oh yeah. What's his name? I'm not even gonna say Ryan Walters, bitch ass.
Yo.
But he the worst. He's definitely trolling, and he's really trying to appeal to that base of like just racist.
And the shit don't make sense. I'm like, that don't even make sense.
Yeah,
man. Like
no sense at all. But I knew we had that. We had the governor's race. But for us, and I felt like my community, the most important race was the district attorney race, the DA race.
Y'all hear that? District attorney race.
And so, you know, and I always said, man, I don't want to sign my name to no politician.
Yeah, no person.
Because you never know, like, when they get in, like, how they going to switch. And then it's on. I look like I'm wild because I done brought all these niggas in to like this person. And they, you know what I'm saying?
You protecting your name.
Yeah. So, but this, I knew that the DA race was important for Julius Jones, and it's important for every homie who I know who got a case coming up or who might get caught up in the case eventually.
Yeah.
And so what I did was we had a candidate, her name's Vicky Behenna.
Mm-hmm.
She was, over the Innocence Project.
Mm-hmm.
I went and met with her. I told her, you know, I said, man, we want Julius Jones out. I said, we don't want people to be going to prison. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We trying to change the way the criminal justice system looks.
Justice. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and she wanted the same things we wanted. Now she did say, listen, you know, I don't want to see people to prison either, but some people are going to end up going to prison.
They going to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Fam, yeah.
And I said, okay, as long as we say that to the people, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we say we don't want nobody to go to prison. We say this person is not going to be, whenever they see you come to court, and it ain't going to be like, oh, I done seen this person before. It's just a drug dealer. He's just a gang member. You know what I'm saying? I got homies who got cases who never been in trouble before. The DA walk in and be like, oh yeah, I've seen this case before. Drug deal gone bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so like, we want to change that. And so what I did was, as I got her in the rooms with the homies, got in the rooms with Crips, got in the rooms with Bloods, mm-hmm. got in the rooms on the East Side, let's speak to the people for real, and said, listen, if we don't win nothing else, if we don't vote for, do nothing else, we got to get this person in so that we change the way the criminal justice system is done in Oklahoma. And she won.
You got her in.
You know what I'm saying? And so like, beautiful. Yeah.
And the effects of something like that.
Yeah. And the effects of something like that, it shows people that they actually have power. You know what I'm saying? Their vote actually counts and it matters. And then it also shows her, like, listen,
we're not just numbers.
Yeah, this community matters. You know what I'm saying? And
we will pull up.
Yeah, we will pull up, you know? Yeah. And so, but yeah, you know, she just got sworn in January. So, you know, she is doing all the things already. Amazing. So I'm excited, man. But I just wanted to say, like, just for the political part, that, you know, it's important that, you know, we really try to get behind and work with people who affect us the most.
Directly.
And directly. Now the governor and all those other things, yes, that's still local politics. But I understood. I'm in Oklahoma County, and Oklahoma County is different than all these weird rural counties that we got.
So. Yeah. Well, you just gave us the wrap up I needed. It's such a perfect gem. JB, thank you so much, man.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Man. Drop your socials and websites.
Okay, before I do, I just got to say, man, you know, I don't do all stuff by myself. I got my bro Sandino Thompson.
Sitting right next to him.
Jonathan Dodson, CC Jones Davis, Antoinette Jones, that's Julius's sister.
Yeah.
Irv Rowland, Jess Eddy, Free Julius Jones, mm-hmm. LaRue Bratcher, my cousin Marquis Badass. My brother Promise, these my sister Liz, these are all people that I work with and help me do what I do.
Whole team.
Pastor Michael McBride.
Whole team. That's beautiful, man. So yeah, tell me the websites.
MyNameIsJB.com or at MyNameIsJB on all the social media things. I'm mostly active on on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm just now learning TikTok, but but at my name is JB, and JB is spelled J-A-B-E-E. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, man. Amazing. All right, y'all. Follow this nigga. Yo, this thing right here was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This thing was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by the one and only Matt Osowski. Y'all, check out this fool's music. I mean, it's incredible. Executive produced by Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. Man, and thank you for everybody who continue to tap in with us. Make sure you leave them reviews and 5-star ratings and sharing it with the homies so we could get this thing pushed up in the algorithm. And listen, I just want to remind you, these people is not smarter than you. If you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see you next week.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.